This is Christian. When he dies, his soul will be separated from his body and taken to the first of six levels or stages of heaven. When Christian opens his eyes, he will see God sitting on his throne. His appearance will be like a mixture between these rocks, a sardis stone and a jasper stone. The Bible says there will be a full rainbow around the throne, but one that looks like an emerald in appearance. Around God's throne are 24 thrones with 24 elders, each wearing a crown of gold. From God's throne proceeds lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Christian will also see his Savior, Jesus Christ, sitting at the right hand of God the Father, and seven lamps of fire burning before God's throne. There's also something described as a sea of glass. But here's where it really gets trippy. Christian is going to see four living creatures surrounding the throne. The first is like a lion, the second like a calf, the third one has the face of a man, and the fourth is like a flying eagle. But that's not even the crazy part. Each of these angelic creatures are full of eyes around and within. All day and night, they and the elders are praising God. Also, hundreds of thousands of angels are there too. God's jaw-dropping throne room is the first stage of heaven Christian will experience after he breathes his last on this earth, according to the Bible. But now let's look at stage number two. God's throne room is currently inside what we'll call the temporary heaven. You'll see why I'm calling it temporary in a moment. This is the unseen realm where God, the angels, and all those who have died having placed their faith in Jesus are located right now. And there are a ton of misconceptions about this place. Thankfully, Revelation 6 gives us some insight. In this chapter, we read about a group of martyrs in this temporary heaven who cry out to God, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" This statement alone gives us four observations about what life is like in this temporary heaven that kind of shocked me when I learned about them. First of all, we learn from this passage that those in the temporary heaven will remember their life on earth. These saints who cried out did not have their memory erased, but actually could recall their suffering while on earth. Christian will remember giving his life to Christ at his local church. He'll remember working that back-breaking job for 30 years of his life. He'll even remember the troubles he went through as a child, growing up in a broken home. I personally believe that all of these memories, even the bad ones, are going to make everyone in heaven that much more grateful to be there, making the heaven experience even more sweeter. The second thing we learn from this passage is that we will be at least somewhat aware of what is happening on earth. The saints knew that certain actions had not been taken by God on the earth. Will we be able to look down on our loved ones and see what they're up to? Or will we just have a high level of understanding about what's taking place on the earth as a whole? The third thing that we can observe about the temporary heaven is that the saints ask God, "How long?" implying that there is still a sense of time we will experience here. Another passage even talks about there being silence for half an hour in the temporary heaven. The fourth and most exciting thing we can learn about this awesome place is that we will be able to ask God questions. We'll be able to discover and learn new things with our King. One of the most exciting things we'll get to discover that no one talks about happens at stage number six. But first, you need to know about stage number three because you're going to be here for a long time. The Bible talks about a city whose builder and creator is God. And in the book of Revelation, we learn that this city is called the New Jerusalem. The Bible says that the dimensions of this city is shaped like a cube and is about 14,000 miles long on all sides. Here's what that would look like on a map of North America. The walls of this city are made of jasper stone, which represents strength and purity. And it has four gates made of solid pearl, and guarded by angels. And this is a city in the truest sense of the word. There'll be streets of gold, buildings, and I'm guessing there will even be cultural events we'll organize and experience together. But unlike cities like Los Angeles, where I live by, this city is going to be absolutely stunning. The Bible says that God and his people are going to relocate here. From God's throne flows a magnificent river, and along these beautiful waters are trees that bear a different kind of fruit every month of the year. This city has the best of both architectural beauty and natural wonder, kind of like the Elven Paradise for all my Lord of the Rings fans out there. By stage number 4, Christian's earthly body is made brand new by God, and his spirit is reunited with it. Now, I have to warn you, this stage is highly controversial. Some believe that it's just metaphorical, while others, like myself, believe that it's literal. So if you're on Team Metaphor, you can just skip to the next stage. The Bible tells us that Jesus is going to return to earth on a white horse, and people like Christian who follow Jesus on this earth will follow Jesus on horseback back to earth to defeat his enemies and establish his kingdom on earth for 1,000 years. Christian will be given the opportunity to rule with Christ over the earth during this time. And although it is speculation, it would seem that Christian even has the ability to go back and forth between Christ's earthly kingdom and the New Jerusalem during this time. But these 1,000 years will go by quick in comparison to the next stage, because stage number 5 and 6 never end. When I finally learned about these final stages, it completely blew my mind. According to the Bible, we're not going to spend eternity in some unseen realm off in the clouds somewhere. We're actually going to spend eternity here on earth. Just hear me out. 4 times the Bible explicitly says that God is going to make a new heaven and a new earth. Let's start with the new earth. The Bible talks about the first earth passing away and a new earth being created. The book of Isaiah mentions that God will establish his reign on the earth forever. This new earth is going to be a full restoration of the earth we are currently living on. God is going to cause the New Jerusalem to descend from the temporary heaven onto the eternal heaven on earth. The Bible says there will be nations, majestic mountains, beautiful landscapes. There'll be animals on the new earth too. I bet we'll even be able to see some incredible dinosaurs recreated. They'll be eating, they'll be traveling and exploring, which leads us into our last and final stage. But before we get to the most interesting and least talked about stage, stage number 6, you need to know that the eternal heaven on earth is not just going to be some impersonal, bland experience. If you have a loved one who passed away suddenly, you're going to be able to one day share a meal with them again and laugh about the silly things you did in this life. You're going to be able to dance and create music. You'll be able to physically hug your mom or son or grandfather who went to heaven before you had a chance to say goodbye. God is going to wipe away every tear from your eye as you watch this broken earth redeemed and transformed into something you will actually be proud to call home. Okay, now let's talk about the last stage. Stage number 6. This is really an extension of the new earth, but no one talks about it. Whenever the Bible mentions the new earth, it also mentions the new heaven or heavens. This is the word for cosmos and always refers to the dwelling place of the stars. In other words, God isn't only going to recreate earth, he is going to redeem the entire universe. Now answer me this, if us as sinful human beings living in a dead and dying world can manage to put a man on the moon, don't you think we'll be able to travel and explore God's new and improved outer space? And what do you think we'll find there? What do you think it will look like? Now, all of the experiences I've just described, according to the Bible, are only reserved for the Christian who has put his or her faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. Those who choose to deny Jesus Christ have a very different future ahead of them.